AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Week before Christmas here. Matt, Brett. Brett, just I'm going to have you spot me on this one, okay?
I'm not here.
All right. Well, it's some heavy lifting here in the radio, in the radio industry. A little bit later on from, it's Greek to me, Athena Ganakis Karos. Janakis Karos. She's going to be joining us. We're going to talk about It's Greek to Me. They took over that place a few years back, and they're running it. They do trips to Greece to find new foods. What do you think we could do to go along with them?
Hmm.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and we'll be doing a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. that's, where are we at today? I don't know. We're so in Greek Island. We're eating food. Hey, it's great. We'll do live shows from over there, which would be what? I think it's 7 or is that 8? That might be 8 hours ahead. So it'd be 11 o'clock at night. Oh, yeah. We'll be in prime form. Oh,
I'm sure you will be. Yeah.
Let me tell you about Kurt Doubt, that bleep, bleep. It'll be a lot of bleeping. But we're going to talk with her a little bit later on. Of course, we're very excited about that. It's one of my favorite places in town. That's a no-brainer for me to talk about Greek food. It's not talking about, you know, really, I love it. Just love it. All right. I got a lot to get to, but we'll start off with, well, I'll ask you, how was your weekend? Did you go out and have some fun this weekend?
Mostly working at streaming some hockey games, so I didn't have a lot of fun time.
Which hockey games? Were they good?
A company called the Youth Hockey Hub. It was some youth tournaments they're doing.
Okay, was it like schools or just a, you know?
It's the youth hockey associations or whatever over at Ritter. So
all right, so well, okay, you had some fun though. I mean, it's
money though. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, you can hear that ringing endorsement. I did. I did go and run the gauntlet out to the Minnesota Arboretum on Saturday night. And we went and saw the Christmas lights, which are just lovely. They do such a nice job out there. Although it's you guys have got to figure out your access and parking issue over there. I mean, that place, there are a few times each year that place is packed to the gills. And it took us, we get past Prince's place out on 5. We just get past the light before 41, I think it is. So it's before 41, and all of a sudden it's stop and go traffic. It took us, we got there at 7:10 in traffic. We didn't even get inside and parked until about 7:55. And you know, it's that, you know, popular, and you know, you got to do something better with that. I mean, I love going out there. I think it's just a gem to have in the metro area. And if you love natural, you know, hiking in nature in all seasons, it just is spectacular out there. They have done such a magnificent job. But at the same time, man, you gotta fix that. I mean, it wasn't as bad as the plant sale. They do the plant sale, and if you're not there at like 5 in the morning, it's going to take you 6 hours to get into there. It's nuts. I just avoid Highway 5. And how about the people that live in Victoria? Because that's the main road to Victoria out there. So, you know, you just want to get home from going to like a movie or something like that, and you're stuck in traffic for 45 minutes just to get past the Arboretum. They got to do something better out there. That was nice. It was lovely. Drove around. I saw a few of the houses that were, you know, just over the top with the holiday decorations, which is always nice. And then went to the Mall of America, and Mall of America, they just have such nice decorations over there. It was really, this weekend was about me trying to get into the holiday spirit a little bit, just seeing some of the fun stuff. Saw Santa over there, did not get to see Santa. But we watched, you can kind of watch Santa from there, and there's a certain spot on one of the upper decks, you can look down, and to watch kids' reactions to Santa is one of the greatest things on the planet to see. That is just magnificent. So did that, and then hiked around Hopkins and did some antique shopping yesterday. So it was a nice day. I felt in the holiday spirit after that.
A humbug.
There you go. That's you know, you were, because you were what, watching the, you, what age was the hockey tournament?
It was U10 and U12, I think. Yeah.
U10 and U12?
Yep.
So either each game was, you know, 14 to 13, or it was 0-0, because
the latter.
It's one of the two. I knew it. Lots of guys getting close to the goal because back then, because the poor goalies at that age, they can't really even move. They just got all this gear on.
They don't quite go in the butterfly position.
No, they're not. They're not going, spread eagle, trying to, knock down and put snagging pucks. Well, you were. I'm glad you made some money. I'll just put it that way. I'm glad you made some money. 952-946-6205. You want money? You want money? Here's good money. The Golden Duke Awards. You ever see these on Talking Points Memo?
No.
Most boneheaded things have happened. We have a local connection to the most boneheaded campaign mistake of the year. Jason Lewis, for defending his House seat representing the Minnesota district, Republican Jason Lewis tried to pitch himself as an authentic candidate by trashing his opponent and filming himself canvassing. But he didn't try hard enough because apparently the video suggests he filmed himself canvassing in a different district than the one he actually represented.
Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah, there. Whoops. So you can go to Talking Points Memo and make your votes early and often for Jason Lewis to win that Golden Duke because that was just stupid.
I still like Eric Paulson being at the Boundary Waters when he was in Victoria.
I'm in Minnesota's Grand Canyon, the Boundary Waters, because everyone calls it that. Oh, God. I mean, there were some bad ideas. I mean, the Housley ad with her husband.
Oh, Phil Housley.
That was, okay, your entire campaign, you have enough of a record, Karen, to run on your own. You do not have to hang your laurels on your husband's NHL career. And then what do? You basically go on out there and bring him into the ad. And he misses a wide open shot on goal. What, much like the tournament you just watched this
week. I think they were more accurate than Phil Housley.
How did you miss that, Phil? I mean, dear God, man, got to hit that shot. Anyhow, there were some bad ads this time around. The Republicans just were lost. And thanks to that healthcare ruling, and I'll talk about this a little bit later on, I don't know if they're going to find their way. 952-946-6205. I will also bring up this little nugget here I wanted to mention. In regards to, and this is interesting, I've been a fan. I'm a Catholic. Once again, religious disclaimer, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I'm Catholic, okay? And so I'll say Merry Christmas, but I have zero problem with you say Happy Hanukkah or Happy Holidays. I don't care. It's you. You do what you want to do, okay? I'm not going to sit here. It's like, how dare my coffee cup not worship Jesus? I'm not going to do that because I actually have a life, okay? Let's just put it that way. My religious fortitude is not determined by my soy latte selection, okay? It isn't. The head of the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, says he's troubled by the Vatican's failure to conclude an investigation into allegations that his predecessor behaved inappropriately with young men. Archbishop Bernard Hebda says in a post on the Archdiocese website Friday that investigative materials were submitted to the Vatican in 2014, 4 years ago. But the Vatican apparently halted any investigation of its own when former Archbishop Neinstedt resigned a year later. Hebda says the former Archbishop is barred from celebrating Mass in the Twin Cities Archdiocese until the allegations are resolved. Hebda says he is not suggesting Neinstedt is guilty, but more investigation is needed. In an email response, Neinstedt said he welcomes an investigation. Although my gut feeling would be is he knows there's not going to be an investigation because the Vatican basically probably that was the deal. You can resign and we won't have an investigation. Or you can stay there, we'll have an investigation. And he resigned, and that was the case. I want to remind people about Neinstedt. And if you listen back to the shows, especially the shows around the battle over the legalization of gay marriage from way back when, my point was this, is that the church, and under Neinstedt's rule, was ordering priests to basically tell people to vote to write discrimination into the constitution of the state. And my priest, he was a great guy, Father Kennedy. Father Kennedy basically said, you're adults, you make your own decision. I'm not going to tell you what to do from this pulpit. And, that was a very appreciated stance, a stance numerous other priests within the diocese also took because they didn't feel preaching hate from the pulpit was a good idea. heaven forbid we crack open that Bible now and then. And by the way, once again, Jesus never condemns gay people at all in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Just doesn't, not in those stories. And just because he was for heterosexual marriage doesn't mean he was against gay marriage. And in nowhere in the Bible are lesbians condemned. So, well, funny story. But I mean, if you're going to hang your hat on Leviticus and Paul's letters to the Romans to basically condemn gay people, well, good luck with that. Especially Leviticus. Trust me, you want to go read Leviticus before you start quoting Leviticus, okay? Because that whole thing about putting to people to death who have been having affairs on their wives, rut-row, who gets to tell Trump? Anywho. But he was, he really got on my bad side. And once again, and I'll share the story. Back then, I called the diocese as a Catholic and said, you know, here's the problem I have. Is that on the same ballot is a bill to basically force IDs, you know, have to state IDs to vote and get, you know, and other issues. This is another one of those far right-wing things they put through. And the diocese said, oh, well, we're against that too, but was not putting any money towards fighting that, was not doing any interviews about fighting that. All their money and all their interviews that Neinstead was directing all was going towards hating gay people. But then you had the allegations of Neinstead's behavior come to light, to which then he resigned, to which there hasn't been an investigation. I am glad, Archbishop Hebda, I'm a solemn member. I have heard you give a sermon. You do a magnificent job. I have enjoyed your leadership. I think it is a definitive step in the right direction here at the diocese. And I am very grateful that you have reiterated your stance on former Archbishop Neinstead, that he is not welcome in the archdiocese until this investigation is resolved. For obvious reasons. And so I want to say thank you, because as we get to this holiday season, the holiday season should be about love and peace and giving and the gift that we get and the love that we get. And once again, religious disclaimer, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. For me, I'm Catholic. So it's about the love that I get and how do I repay that love. That is what this season is about. And it should not be about hating, writing discrimination into the state constitution, or, you know, not having full investigations into atrocious behavior by people that call for discrimination and, you know, alleged behavior. I should make sure I'm very clear about that, alleged behavior. So thank you, Archbishop Hebda. I do appreciate it. And once again, thank you very much for pulling this this diocese back from the brink. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break and come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for over 45 years, invites you to shop through two convenient locations. Seward Co-op stores are committed to local producers and food you can feel good about serving your family and guests. Pre-order your holiday meal from Seward, local free-range Ferndale turkeys, handcrafted, traditional, vegetarian, vegan, and made without gluten sides, perfect for everyone at your holiday gathering. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store at 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Native Earth Radio is proud to announce we're adding an extra hour.
1 hour's too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
Great. More time for me to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national native news with reporters all around the country, Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
We are awake.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and streaming live on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I want to say, mention here really quick, Dow Jones was down 507 points today. Yeah, that's not good.
Wow, I checked that and it was down 150 this morning. It went down that much.
It went down that much mostly. It was down 640 when I was driving in here. That recovered in 10 minutes up to 507. I just want to make sure I point out one thing, because every time I talk about, well, it was down 507, man, but that's only a small percentage of what the Dow is about. So it's not even a top 40 worst day ever. Gotcha. Since October, the Dow has lost, and I might be off a little bit. I'm going to guesstimate. It's either 12 or 13% since October. That means since October, and we're just halfway through December right now, all right? We also had a good chunk of a week off with Thanksgiving. Just since October, the Dow Jones is down 12 to 13% of its value. A tenth of its value. Now, granted, I'll be the first to say it was grossly overpriced. But considering the element in regards to the when you look at the housing market, the foreign markets, the trade dispute, this should actually probably be down a lot worse than it is. And we, you know, it's just people keep saying, oh, well, it's bad. I mean, they're right now, they're trying to desperately guilt the Fed into not raising interest rates, not because the rates don't need to be raised, but because they're just terrified that this will actually be the bottom falling out of the market and we'll lose a few thousand points on that day. We'll have to see. 952-946-6205. I want to get to this story. Jeff, hold on. I'll get your call here in just a little bit. But I want to get into Heather Edelson. Now, if you remember Heather Edelson, she was the Democrat who took on and beat Dario Anselmo in Edina to win that seat and is headed to the state capitol as the part of the new Democratic majority in St. Paul.
He was that unaffiliated non-party candidate.
That was
right?
Like, I'm for great towns and cities and stuff and air. You know, he really was not. I mean, he was so terrified of actually, you know. And the reality is that under Kurt Dowd's leadership, he had no ability to have, eke out his own existence. He was told exactly how he had to vote every time. And I, you know what? I've actually, Dario Anselmo, I don't think really was the Republican that his record showed him to be. But because he was betrothed to doubt, he basically didn't have any other options. So he just became one of these far right wing stooges. And since he did not, he had to vote with doubt. He had nothing he really could run on. So he ran a real generic campaign. And Heather Edelson ran a fantastic campaign and she wins. Now, a long time ago, back in 2007, and I was in a different radio life back then. At a different radio station. My wife and I had a little bit of a health scare in the family. And at that point, I was primarily a marketing manager for a company. I was doing some radio work on the weekends, but I was primarily a marketing manager, and my wife was working for a major company in town here. And we, after this health scare, as we had three younger kids at this point, including a newborn, my youngest, my wife and I looked at each other and said, you know, what are we doing this for? We're having to put kids into the, into after school programs and daycare and weekend stuff just to cover our work stuff. What are we doing this for? And people, there's a lot of different ways to do it. For us, it felt comfortable for us to make the decision that one of us needed to stay home on a more regular basis. Now, considering the nature of my career, radio, there is more flexibility I had with my schedule. But as well, my wife has a master's degree. I have a bachelor's degree. And So her money-making potential is a lot higher. Plus, she likes working, and that's great. I think that that's wonderful. She's you know, etched out a nice career, and she's done a great thing. And so we made this decision, and I talked about it on air, and I just got hammered. I mean hammered by old white guy. Old white guy kept calling me up and saying, "Hey, you're just a, you're, how dare you let your wife work and you not? How dare you?" And I got to the point where I was asking these people, I said, "Let me get this right. If your spouse could make three times as much money as you could in a job and wanted to work, wanted to do that role, and you could have a career like I have, where technically, I know this is going to, hold on, folks, you ready? You buckled in? Technically, I'm a full-time employee. I know. I'm a radio host on a daily basis. Who knew? But technically, I'm a full-time employee. But I've had this job that gives me a tremendous amount of flexibility. I've had great management here. And thanks, Chad. I always appreciate it. But, you know, that I've been able to kind of be able to manage the kids and do this job. That you wouldn't take that path. If you had that option open to you, you wouldn't take it. That you would basically make a third less money than you possibly could and do this. And they all would, that's exactly right. I would rather not have Christmas than have that kind of setup. I'm like, wow, that is some messed up stuff. But sometimes you see these things come on out because just people can't stop themselves. Back to Heather Edelson. She had a letter get delivered to her. I'm going to read this to her, to you. This is just pretty dang offensive. "You have young children. As I recall, two of them are being special needs. I think they need their mother. And if you come close to being as committed to as Dario has been, they will need a lot of nannying, or maybe your husband is a great replacement. Have you thought of who's going to be there in the wee hours of the morning when you are still at the Capitol in late session? I guess your ego needed to be satisfied and the kids take a back seat. I see you as a huge disappointment to those who cast their ballot for you." You, by the way, she hasn't even been in Capitol one day, technically. I mean, she hasn't been sworn in yet. Wow. "You may be a bit more knowledgeable than the idiot Cortez, but you do not appear to have an agenda that falls into the needs of today's society. The literature I received only degraded Dario and were filled with lies. I don't recall reading about what you stand for, but I feel that you're a hard left socialist. I hope I'm wrong." Wow. First of all, whoever wrote that, you are a jackass. You are a massive jackass. And if anyone who is listening to me right now knows who this person is, I would love for you to call me and let us know here at the station. I really want to know the name of this person who sent this letter. I want to know who did. Oh, it would be a Christmas miracle. Please, if you know who wrote this letter, my guess is no one does outside of the writer, because that's just the way cowards operate. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. You can let us know. Heather's posted this on Twitter with this note. "Today I received an anonymous letter at my home. I'm saddened that this person thinks I can't be a good mom while also serving our community. A mom that loves my kids, and part of being the good mom is showing them their example. Let's be kinder moving forward." Heather's absolutely correct. And by the way, Heather, my opinion doesn't matter. You're fantastic. I think when we talk to you, your mindset seemed to be in the right place. I think you're going to be just fine. And I'm glad, Heather, I'm glad you are headed to St. Paul. I am glad. I will give credit to Pat Garofalo. Yeah, that Pat Garofalo, who actually sent a note as well saying this is unacceptable. Dario Anselmo, he wrote, "You'll be fine, Heather." You know, just kind of in a response, like, "You'll be fine. Like, that, you know, don't worry. You'll be able to manage this and stuff. You'll be okay." Which, you know, I'm a little surprised there wasn't more, because clearly someone was doing this, you know, regardless of whether Dario Anselmo was aware or unaware, or, you know, knows this individual directly, they were doing this invoking Dario Anselmo's name. And if someone ever sent a letter like this invoking my name, trust me, my response would be to annihilate this person. How dare you drag me into this and your disgustingly ancient, you know, mentality that needs to go away. But I want to bring this up because this is Trump's America. This is Trump's America. Hanging Obama by effigy, that's Trump's America. Screaming at minorities in McDonald's, that's Trump's America. reading about some guy that he was a Mexican guy who was just trying to order some fast food in California. Some guy, and was it Ontario, California? Some guy punches him in the throat and says, you know, go home, Mexican, to his face in the middle of a restaurant. That's Trump's America. I will do everything in my power to make sure you people go back to those dark crevices in the night where you came out of, those holes that you crawled out of with the cockroaches and the bile. I will make sure it's my life goal to make sure you clowns go back into the darkness, because you are what makes this country suck right now. This kind of stuff, this disgusting attitude. And if you know, if anyone knows who sent this letter, please, it's all I want for Christmas this year. I want to find out who wrote this letter and make sure I say hi. 952-946-6205. Jeff, as soon as we get back from break, I'll take your call. So hold with us. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Looks like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of
this is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM 950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM 950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
Toyota-thon is on. Get over to Rudy Luther Toyota for huge Toyota-thon discounts. Rudy Luther is one of the largest volume Toyota certified pre-owned dealers in the U.S. They have the right cars in the best condition at the Rudy Luther Toyota fair value price. And Rudy Luther needs more cars and trucks to sell. So right now, you get a great Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy price on your vehicle. Go to RudyLutherToyota.com for all the Toyota-thon deals. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at Victor's1959Cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Eat local Minnesota. Great local restaurants, many of them locally owned. You get a great local meal and the money stays local. How's that working? Many of them are locally sourced as well. Eat local Minnesota. All of them featured for the next 3 weeks as we got the holidays coming on through. And by the way, coming up in just a little bit, it's Greek to Mies. Athena Giannakis-Karas is going to join us. And then we're going to be talking with her about them taking over that restaurant and her trips to Greece. Her trips to Greece. I'll officially become a family member. I mean, I'm Scottish. it's a McNeil. It's kind of a hard one to avoid, but I'll be glad to go along with you. I better be tasty. 952-946-6205. Jeff is in Minneapolis, been holding for a while. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Thanks, Matt. And just a shameless plug. Yeah, Victor's. I've eaten at that 1950s cafe. It's great. And I'm looking forward to going to the Greek place. It's Greek to me.
It's all, and they're all up on eatlocalminnesota.com. You can find all these restaurants.
Well, I'll definitely put it on my list. And for your last bit there, I believe people that send anonymous letters are basically just gutless cowards, anyways.
Yeah. Well,
and,
no, that's it.
It's meaningless.
Yep, I would agree with you. And it's also, as people are saying, it's someone clearly who's extremely bitter that Dario Anselmo did not win.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But what I'd like to talk to you briefly here is I read the, and I don't know if you read it, the Star and Tribune article about workers out there that are still working at companies that don't offer health insurance. And the Trumpsters out there are just bent upon dismantling the Affordable Care Act. And just on a personal note, I am middle class. I go to work every day and pay my taxes, but I lost my wife 3 years ago to cancer. And prior to that, she had a pre-existing condition. And had it not been for the Affordable Care Act, I'd be destitute right now. That's what saved us. And when I took care of her in hospice, I had to take a leave of absence from my company. And thank God for MinSure, because that enabled me to keep my health insurance and to keep health insurance for her. So the Trumpsters out there that are listening, I know you have conservatives that listen to this show. Be careful for what you wish for. But I'd like, Matt, to get your opinion on companies that don't offer health insurance to their workers. I would advocate give those companies a tax break, not the billionaires that the Trumpsters want, but give these companies a tax break so that they can offer their workers health care. And I'll stand by and listen to your response.
Thanks, Jeff. And once again, sorry for your loss, but your story is what makes the Affordable Care Act real. And a reminder that before President Obama tried to fix this, your options were death or bankruptcy on most major illnesses. That was it. Death and bankruptcy. And as they screamed, death panels, there were already death panels. In the healthcare executives, boardrooms, they would basically say, hey, little Billy was born with a tumor. Sucks to be him. Pre-existing condition. And they would do it with a smile on their face as they went out there and got their fifth speedboat. I mean, this was really a horrible system. The Star Tribune article he's talking about, one of the things that's really interesting is that as employment has gone down, people offering health insurance has also gone down. And you know what the truth is? I'm kind of surprised. Business people that own companies, it's in your benefit to have a healthy, focused workforce so that if they're not healthy, but God forbid one of their family members is sick, that the family member could go get health care so that the mom or dad is not having to take off constant time or basically not having to worry while they're at the office. You would think that most major businesses run by, I don't know, decent human beings would want to have a working health care system that's affordable and doesn't bankrupt everyone. And yet, the people that really have the power to make sure that health care and the Affordable Care Act stay legitimate and stay, as part of the American institution, they themselves, the ones that have power, which are basically the business owners and the wealthy people that the Republicans, the only people the Republicans listen to, they basically refuse to go on out there and make a point. I wanted to take some time to talk about this ruling that happened. And by the way, nice job, gutsy lawyer, judge guy, releasing your ruling at what, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock on a Friday night. So you could go run and hide, you coward. Speaking of cowards. So I had a few write-os over the weekend, sort of say, you see, this ruling is just because Obama, you should have done Obama bad. This is his fault. And I said, no. Actually, let's go through the timeline, okay? Obama fixed our healthcare system to a point with the Affordable Care Act. It could have gone a lot further. It didn't, but he got to a point where he helped fix it. The Affordable Care Act immediately insured millions of people who did not have health insurance before. A stunning success. In the realm of government programs, without a doubt, the Affordable Care Act was one of the best programs this country has ever come up with. It really did, because immediately you had people that no longer had the option of death or bankruptcy. That was a good thing. The Republicans, though, because we want people to only have the options of death or bankruptcy. It sucks to be them if their kid gets sick. And that's their mentality. That's their Christian mentality. Oh, it is, you whiny little jerks. It is your mentality. They sued. And funny, Supreme Court ruled that the Affordable Care Act is legal. So the Affordable Care Act was passed, enacted, benefited a lot of people, and then was deemed to be completely and totally legal. At that point, Obama's done. Earlier last year, the Republicans started messing with the funding of the Affordable Care Act. And this is a common practice of Republicans. If they can't stop a piece of legislation, they'll basically start affecting the funding of said piece of legislation. A great example of this is any gun law. They basically, there are gun laws on the books, but what they have done is they have gutted the enforcement agencies of any dollars to enforce those laws. So there can be a law out there that says people are supposed to do background checks, but there's just no money for the agencies to do the background checks. Henceforth, the bill is null and void because there's no one, they can't hire anyone. There's no money for hiring. That's how they do it. They started whittling away at the finances, and because they started whittling away at the finances, they went and shopped around and found a judge in North Texas who is going to basically overrule O'Connor. The Judge O'Connor was his name, Reed O'Connor, that he's overruling the Supreme Court, and he says now the Affordable Care Act's illegal. This is not Obama. This is all Republicans. And for some strange, bizarre reason, I have yet to be able to figure out, the Republican Party feels the same party, by the way, that just had pretty much every Republican nationwide that just lost, almost every one of them lost because health care was the main issue against them, is wanting to double down on this issue now, which it goes beyond explanation. And feels as if that that their argument, they can go to the common person, the regular worker, the farmer, the businessman, the person working for a business, the person that's a student, they can go back to you and say, you know what? You're so much better. Aren't you so much better off with, if you get sick, your two options being death or bankruptcy? And this is what they think they're going to be able to sell, because they're not about to put out a plan. Reminder. In 2010, that election, their entire thing was going to be, we're going to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and we are going to replace it with a brand new bill. They have yet to even show you anything from that. Trump ran, his entire campaign was, well, build a border wall, but as well, it was also better health care that's cheaper. We're going to get you better health care that's cheaper. None of that's coming to light. As a matter of fact, the only thing that they're going to do is ensure, because I guarantee you this, there's not a single Republican that wants to pass health care. Because they equate healthcare, they equate pre-existing conditions with Obama, and what we are really seeing here is something I wrote about on Saturday morning. In the 1850s, when the Whigs basically decided to burn themselves out, they made it a standard that to be a Whig, you had to be pro-slavery, which then forced a bunch of people that weren't pro-slavery out of the Whig Party to form what was the Republican Party, and the Whigs died. The Republicans of today are the same thing, only their ideology is they just hate everything that's Obama. And they're not even thinking straight in regards to what they're actually thinking and doing. They're not even thinking straight. They just want Obama's legacy completely and totally annihilated from the planet, that he didn't even exist as a president. That's their entire goal. And so they're trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act without even thinking for 2 seconds about, wait a minute here, this is going to annihilate us come an election time. Where, you know, we just lost how many seats nationwide because of healthcare, and we're basically saying we're doubling down, we're gonna make it definitively worse. Good luck with that. But you know, it's that's what they are, because it's not about whether it was good policy. Because, well, in reminder, no Republican is there because they give a rat's caboose about their constituents. They don't. None of these Republicans, Eric Paulson doesn't care about the people of the 3rd District. Jason Lewis doesn't care about the people in the 2nd District. Tom Emmer doesn't care about the guys in the 6th, nor do the guy Hagedorn or Stauber. They don't care about 1 or 8. They don't. They care about getting reelected, and then when they're done with their service, having that 6-7-figure lobbying gig ready to go. That's what they're looking for. And so the constituents, they don't care. But this is, you know, this is where they're at. They just hate Obama. They just hate Obama. That is everything about them. That is them in a nutshell. And then their own personal greed about either campaign donations or the job afterwards. That's your modern Republican right there. But I would love for you, I want to be there for the town hall meetings in 2020, where you guys are out there saying, aren't you so much better off with either death or your bankruptcy as opposed to the Affordable Care Act? Isn't it better that your kid can get refused medical care because they can label anything a pre-existing condition? Isn't that good? That's what the Republicans are going for. because there is no way in hell they're going to put forward any kind of other plan. On the other side of it, I do think about it this way. If they basically say that the courts basically rule with them, fine. Well, then basically what you end up getting is the call for an expansion of the Medicaid, Medicare program to everyone in the country will be too loud for them to stop. And so my gut feeling is the Supreme Court's not going to go along with this ruling, not because they don't want to, but because they know that it will annihilate the Republican Party on a national level if this does get out, because there's no way on the planet they're going to actually go on out in healthcare. And look at states like Kentucky, where the Affordable Care Act has definitively helped people there. You could see entire states like that over in one election, boom, go from all Republican to all Democrat. And they're terrified of that. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. But the Wall Street Journal this morning, the editorial page, basically, it was a pretty brutal takedown of the judge's ruling. Even though the editorial maintains it's opposed to the law, that says O'Connor's ruling is built on flimsy legal foundation, will likely be overturned by other courts. So as you worry about this, the reality is this. And by the way, here's what the real ruling should be by O'Connor. Well, you guys got to go back and fix what you did with the financing you did in 2017, because it was working before then and is not working now. So the legal standard should be, since the law has already been determined to be legal, that the changes you made became illegal. And, of course, he didn't make that ruling. 952-946-6205. John is in Minneapolis. Thanks for holding, John. Welcome on in.
Hey, Matt, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
I'm a big believer. Every poll that's been taken in the last year, over 60% of voters support Medicare for All.
Yes.
And we should take this opportunity. I mean, we should throw this right back in their face. I mean, it's a perfect opportunity to go Medicare for All, everybody. And we need to get Pelosi and Schumer to actually say the words, because they're the ones holding it up.
What's holding it up is you already have the Affordable Care Act. And the Affordable Care Act could be better, made better. And you're right. I think Medicare for All eventually will be. It will eventually be the standard. And I think, John, I think that's the one good thing you can think about is that, know this, within whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, eventually Medicare for All will be the standard in the United States. It really will. It absolutely will. And it will, yes, it will probably mean a slight increase in taxes. But at the same time, you'll have health care. And you won't have the god-awful decision of death or bankruptcy. And that will be the option. Doesn't mean private health care won't exist. And most companies will still have private health insurance programs. And they'll be able to take advantage. People will be able to take advantage of those. But if you don't have anything else, you'll have that option. It is interesting because I think the fastest way, this is not about Pelosi and Schumer, although once again, I'm not exactly thrilled by either one of those leaderships, their leaderships. I will say that the thing I look at with the health care for all with the Affordable Care Act ruling by Reid O'Connor is that if it does go away, if this really does get annihilated, if we do not have any health care and we're back to square one in this, as Republicans are cheering this on and people are screaming for, I mean, I want to make sure everyone understands, in the last like 6 months, there's been multiple times on state levels and on federal levels where Republicans could go out there and at least say, you know what, we're not going to tolerate people being denied coverage for pre-existing conditions. And they have refused to go down that road. They've refused. It's bizarre. But this is the hill they've decided to die on. Quickly, let's get Jeff and Pryor Lake in before we take a break. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Hey, Matt. Great show as always. I just wanted to amplify, I think it was the previous caller, John. I really kind of agree with him. I need to hear Nancy and Chuck tell me that they're for universal health care. I need to hear it come out of their mouth.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Well, and I have a feeling come 2020, whether it wants to come out of their mouth or not, it's going to come out of their mouth, especially if you still, I mean, the argument, if you're a Democrat, your argument is now is that the Republicans are always going to try to fight and stop this. So then let's pass Medicare for All, because if you pass that, there's no way on the planet the Republicans are going to be able to pull that back without basically, they're getting an insane amount of pullback for trying to get rid of the post office. That's the post office. That's just your mail. That's not cancer. Good luck with that, Republicans. Like I said, my gut feeling is all those attorney generals that filed that filing, I got the feeling is when that ruling came down, I was like, well, wait a minute here. Maybe I can you take my name off that? I don't know if I really want to be part of this at this point. 952, considering how bad they did on that issue last election, wow. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. And when we do come on back, Athena Janakis Karas is going to join us, and we're going to talk to her about It's Greek to Me. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman for Continental Diamond. You've heard me talk about this place for a long time, and this holiday season, it's time to get your loved one a gift that will last a lifetime. Their experts know all the latest trends and will help you find the perfect gift to fit any budget with an amazing in-stock selection to choose from. Stay away from the craziness of the malls and visit Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at ContinentalDiamond.com. That's Continental Diamond for the perfect holiday gift.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show, your source for elder care and caregiver solutions, inviting you to listen to our live call-in show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding elder care and caregiver issues to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your best quality of life. Please join us this Saturday from noon to 1 for the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show and learn more about us at MinnesotaHospice.com.
Hi, this is Jen of Vandalia Glassworks. Are you looking for a magical gift for the holidays? Consider the gift of art created from fire and blown to beautiful perfection. Vandalia Glassworks features stunning glass pieces that are one of a kind. Colorful, elegant vases, bowls, platters, paperweights, sculptures, tumblers, pendants, and more. Special pieces of art available for every price range. Find that special present at Vandalia Glassworks in St. Paul off the Vandalia exit north of 94. Find more at VandaliaGlassworks.com.
Hi, Gregory Rich, founder and chief at Habitation Furnishing and Design, and now I'd like to invite you to kill your Sunday evenings with me right here on AM 950 with Drink in the Style. It's a one-hour-long conversation of interior design, art, architecture, and pretty much anything else visual and aesthetic, all while enjoying some booze handcrafted by our friends at Mill Valley Kitchen. Can you think of a better way to spend Sunday evenings? Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
You're so funny. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. One of our favorite places is It's Greek to Me, the fantastic Greek restaurant over in Lindale Lake. Athena Janakis Karas is joining us right now to talk a little bit about the family taking over and these trips to Greece, which we definitely have to talk a little bit about how I can stow away on one of those suckers. Hi, Athena. How are you?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Congratulations. Good, good. 2 years you guys have owned the restaurant here. It's Greek to Me.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, though, it must have been somewhat intimidating. You're taking over a restaurant that's already got a great reputation. I mean, obviously, your family's history with great Greek food yourself. It still is a little bit intimidating taking over a restaurant, but you guys have done a great job over there.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Thank you very much. We loved It's Greek to Me, Minneapolis. It was the place that our family went to. We felt we knew it intimately. We loved it. But we also felt that when the opportunity came up, that we too can join the force and share what we know about Greek cuisine. And our parents are 100% Greek. Mm-hmm. I grew up in this crazy world of restaurants, and we're giving it our best shot.
It's one of my favorite restaurants in town, dead serious. I was so excited when I heard you guys were part of Eat Local. I love your restaurant. I've
Thank
been down
you.
There. I fell in love with Greek food when I was in the military. I went over to Greece and just, I was like, this is amazing. And I have been a big fan ever since. You guys, though, I mean, with your family heritage here, you do make travels back. How important is that when you're doing something like this on a cuisine on this level? How important is that to actually go back to Greece and kind of see what's going on, what's the trends, and what new products and stuff that you can find over there that could help your restaurant back here?
We find it just a bonus. We have been gifted with our family in Greece, and you know, my father was from a small village in Greece, my mother from Athens, and we had the opportunity to travel with them and spend summers with my children there and really get into the nitty-gritty of our family kitchens, our village kitchens, really humble food, really dig in deep. So when this opportunity came up with It's Greek to Me, we did jump in. We were starting to actually bring in goods from Greece, everything from our family cheese, our Greek olive oil from my grandfather's olive trees. I mean, all those really cool things you hear about, we were able to somehow figure it out, and this opportunity came up. It just seemed like a natural.
Oh, and I think that is the way. And it's such simplistic cooking, but when it's done right, it's just amazing. I will say your lamb is sensational. I mean, it's probably the best in town here. But before all, I know there are some people that get upset. We should mention a wide variety of vegetarian, vegan options as well. The Greek, the grape leaves are also some of my favorite. You guys just have, it's such a great menu over there.
Thank you. And the thing that people don't realize is Greek cuisine is so vast and large. You know, some people associate it with the faster food of gyros and souvlaki, the chicken skewers. But there's this whole beautiful Mediterranean cuisine that is absolutely endless and includes legumes, vegetables. It's a big part of our cuisine. And seafood, of course, the lamb, which I know you love. But, you know, that is great. But our Mediterranean steaks, all those really cool things, it's all kind of there for everyone.
And the seafood is top notch too, which is, you know, it's delicious getting seafood. As a guy that grew up in Rhode Island, I love any restaurant that gets seafood right here, because there's a lot of places that don't. You guys do. It is delicious there. I also do want to, we got just been a minute and a half here. I want to make sure I talk about the village table here. You guys have a lot of gift items available, stuff that you brought back, but there's also stuff that you make in-house, right?
Absolutely. So our village table is a reflection of who we really are, our culture, and sharing what you saw in Greece and bringing it back. So on that table, you will see the family olive oil. You'll see the Greek mountain tea, which is from Sparta. If you've been to Sparta, the Taietos, which is the best of the best, our fresh oregano, Greek coffees. And then we have the artisan pieces from just artisans in Greece and some local artists here in the Twin Cities who do some really gorgeous Mediterranean-inspired items, and we brought them in for the holidays.
Isn't that great? I love the idea of the stuff, especially you're talking about the olive oil. I love the stuff that you can bring back, but I also love the fact that we have got such a good, vibrant community here that we're actually getting people that are specializing in those flavors here, too.
Absolutely. The Twin Cities is really ready for all these beautiful things, and in the last 2 weeks, we're seeing that the enthusiasm is just growing.
So Village Table, that's in the restaurant?
It's actually in the restaurant, large table full of all these goodies. You can just little grab and go. We encourage people to come and see it. They're in a hurry. It's a nice stocking stuffer. You can grab a nice warm olive lemon oil, egg lemon soup on the go. We do the dine-in, but we also appreciate our customers who are busy and need to grab something and just take off and enjoy it at home.
And also should mention gift cards available, too, for the holidays. You got a week left. Trust me. This is the food to go. It's just wonderful stuff. Lynn Lake, just an iconic location as well, too. Just brilliant that you guys are on with us. And thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for continuing the tradition there. Athena from It's Greek to Me, all my best this holiday season.
Same to you, Matt. Thank you.
My pleasure. We got to go right now. Doug Pageant is coming up next. We are back tomorrow. Have a good night. Until then, see ya.